ear, bass on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd. Nerd up. Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up. It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up! Hi, welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, alongside...
Isaac Wilson.
That's right. It's just going to be us two this time around because, well, we just thought we'd have fun with it because, you know, that's the way we do things. Actually, you and I are some of the founding members of this podcast, you know. We do have a few things to talk about. We got to talk about movies. We're going to talk about, well, namely Big Hero 6. We're also going to talk about Interstellar, St. Vincent. Also, we're going to talk about the Disney Infinity 2.0 video game, mainly for the Wii U platform, but you can get it for PS4 and for Xbox One.
And Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Oh, you can get them for those? They're good for those?
Yeah, there's still games being made for each of the older generation.
Didn't know that. Now, isn't this also available for a 3DS?
I'm not sure. I think Disney Infinity 1.0, if you're going to call it that, was. I'm not certain about.
About the 1.0? Yeah. Well, the 2.0 is the better one because that's the one that has the Marvel heroes in it, and that's the one that makes it worth playing. But we'll talk about that, and we're also going to talk about, in fact, we're going to start out, first of all, since we're going to talk about movies, we've got to talk about the Eagle Theater. Coming up on my birthday, November 20th, they're going to have a Hunger Games marathon. They're going to show all the movies, and for $20, starting at 3:45 in the afternoon, all the way up until, actually, you'll be in the theater up until about midnight, watching Hunger Games movies, because they're going to show all of them in a row. They've been the two previous, and then the third one will be the final, or the latest one, the Mockingjay part one. Is that the one? Mockingjay starts right around 9 o'clock, I think, and that's just if you pay for the $20 for the all-day thing. If you don't want to see that, they'll have a different showing, a preview, that Thursday night at 10 o'clock. So if you pay for the $20 all day, you get to see it before anybody else. See, that's the cool part. But yeah, they're going to do that, and I'm hoping they do that with The Hobbit. That'd be awesome, because I might actually go see all the Hobbit movies in one fell swoop. They're going to be having fun, and thanks again to the great Eagle Theater. It's amazing this little town in the middle of Illinois has a theater of this caliber. Our fellow podcaster, Tim Mattson, he's been there. He's talked about it. He says it's a good theater. He was surprised. He walked in. He says, in this small town, you guys got this? They also have the Flavor Fusion, which they have two new flavors that Isaac has got to try, one of them at least. The strawberry that you can put into your soda. You had the Mountain Dew with strawberry, is that right?
Yeah.
They also have blue raspberry. Plus, they got all the flavors you can put on your popcorn. It's amazing what these guys offer.
Well, even with the fact that there was never a diet Mountain Dew Voltage, you can technically make that, I guess. I mean, like, Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew with blue raspberry, that's pretty much Diet Mountain Dew Voltage.
True, I guess that you're right. You make those flavors that they kind of put only in release for a little while. See, you can do all sorts of great combinations there. Just a lot of fun. It's the Eagle Theater. Thursday's free popcorn night. You got to go there. Free refills on your popcorn and sodas. If you're in this area, check them out. Make sure you tell them the Nerd Up Podcast sent you there. Also, if you're not in the area, make it a trip. It's worthwhile. Trust me on that. It's worthwhile to go see the Eagle Theater. Just tell them the Nerd Up Podcast sent you. Anyway, we got other things going on. What else we got going on? Oh, NerdCon. We got to talk about that. NerdCon, December 20th. It's going to be a big event. They've got Dark Designs as people make masks. I saw them at Horror Hound Weekend. They make masks. The big ones that I liked were the ones from the Mortal Kombat series, the masks of those.
Oh, so it was that's who they were, the ones that made like the Casey Jones mask and the hockey. Okay, yeah. I thought it was the Ood mask makers.
No, but... no. These people make the hard masks out of plastics. And the Ood and all that, those were latex and vinyl and stuff.
Don't forget also, with their masks, you can paint them however you want.
They made some of them, you can buy this normal. And also, I saw some with lights in them. That would be really cool. Like, what's the ice guy from Mortal Kombat? You're more
Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero, yeah. Ice Sub-Zero. Anyway, I saw one of the Sub-Zero masks with blue LEDs put into it. Really made it stand out. But anyway, they're going to be there. They're also going to talk about mask making. They're going to put on a kind of a Q&A session.
there will also be a cosplay contest with Brady Hall.
That's right.
The best Joker ever.
The clown prince of cosplay.
Yeah.
Brady Hall. Yeah, his Joker is just phenomenal. His costume, his makeup, even his characterization. He pulls the character off perfectly.
I kind of think it's not his character. I like to think that's how he acts normally.
I'd almost be worried if that were the case, really. But he's going to be emceeing the cosplay contest. What else is going on? They're going to have all sorts of games you can play, like Magic the Gathering, Dungeons and Dragons, all sorts of other role-playing games, trading card games.
Isn't there going to be a Pokemon X and Y tournament and a Smash Brothers for the Wii U tournament?
Yep, there's going to be a Smash Brothers, the Wii U tournament. That's going to be fun, because that'll be right about the time that it's released, and that's why they're going to do that. Also, yeah.
Plus, I'm a pro at Smash Brothers. I will dominate everyone. I am a pro at Smash Brothers.
Well, yeah, we'll see. You've had time to practice on the DS. But also, they're going to have Amped Guard. These guys are LARPers, and they will be having their foam swords and staffs and everything else. And if you want to participate and beat up somebody, you know, like, say, for example, you got your best friend that you've just been wanting to just whoop on him for a while, but he's your best friend and you can't really do it. Well, you can do it at Amped Guard. It'll be foam swords, but you'll have to sign a waiver so that they can't take responsibility for you being injured. And if you're under 18, your parents have to sign all sorts of stuff. And get this, it's all day long. It starts at 9 in the morning. They're done at 11 at night. And all day long, it's only $5 to get in. $5. And cosplay contest, by the way, is going to be some fabulous prizes. One of the prizes will be free admission to the next NerdCon, which is going to be bigger and better.
I believe the first prize is the free admission.
I think first prize is free admission and a t-shirt, and there might be something else. And then the second prize is going to be a t-shirt. And, there's going to be a whole bunch of cool stuff. So make sure you head out there. It's in Robinson, Illinois, at the Community Center. It'll be December 20th, 9 a.m. until 11 p.m., all day fun. And there will be also other video tournaments going on, not just the Smash Brothers and the Pokemon XY. Those are the ones that they're actually going to have contests with. But there are going to be other people. Bring your DS. We'll have some fun there. All right. And we're looking at maybe having a laser tag inflatable stage set up. That's going to be, it's interesting.
I'm not really a fan of laser tag, but, you know, I'll be in a Deathstroke costume, so I guess it'll fit.
There you go. I never thought of that. So that'll be interesting. So, we're working on that one. The only issue with that is the space. Do we have the space to do that? Because they have an inflatable combat arena that this company can bring in. We just got to make sure we got space. They'll be charging admission for that. I think it's like $5. I'm not sure what they're going to charge for that yet. They're going to keep it under. Everything's going to be kept at a low price. So all sorts of things going on. December 20th, NerdCon, Crawford County. Be there. If you need any more information, you can email theartisticnerd@gmail.com.
I think it's theartisticnerd98, if I remember correctly.
Uh-oh. Well, I'll tell you what. Contact me, and I'll get you her address to be sure. Or you can like them on Facebook. They have the Nerd Day Crawford County, I believe. You can do the search for it. It was originally Nerd Day. They had several of them. Now we're making it big and better, so it's NerdCon. But Nerd Day Crawford County, look it up. And or you can tweet me, @GilWilson, and I'll give you the information if you need it. All right, let's see. Other things we got to talk about. What else do we have to talk about? Oh, here we go. You like to buy stuff on Amazon? Sure you do. Who doesn't?
Well, Amazon's way better than eBay.
Yes. And if you do that, you can help support the podcast. How? All you got to do is go to the nerduppodcast.blogspot.com page, click on the Amazon banner. There's actually a couple or two or three or 12 of them. Okay, maybe two of them. Anyway, you can click on that and then just do your shopping like you normally do on Amazon. And everything you buy, we get a little bit of percentage to help defray the cost of storage for these podcasts, which, you know, we're not getting rich off this. We just want to take away the sting of having to pay monthly storage fees for podcasting. And that's all you got to do. You help support the podcast and we'll be good. Actually, maybe we can buy better equipment. Well, we got good equipment here. Oh, yeah, we need to get Tim some good equipment. Tim Coker.
Yeah.
He does this by his phone and he gets frustrated sometimes. So, if you want to help support the podcast, do that. Just go to the nerduppodcast.blogspot.com page and then click on the Amazon banner and just shop like you normally do. And then you won't even notice it. You don't have to pay anything extra. In fact, you'll get all the discounts normal and everything else. But we get a little bit of a couple cents here and there.
Also, don't forget, we have merchandise.
Oh, yes. The merchandise table. And some really cool t-shirts, right? With the design.
I guess Tim Coker designed it, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Tim Coker designed a logo for us, and we've turned them into t-shirts. Nerd Up Podcast. And if anybody says, wow, what is the Nerd Up Podcast? When they see the front of your shirt, turn around. There's a QR code. They can scan that, and they, it'll pull up the Nerd Up podcast page, and they'll say, oh, this is awesome. So, and trust me, you'll get attention wearing that shirt. There's also coffee cups, mugs, beer steins, all sorts of cool things, messenger bags. So check out the merch table. You can click on the merch table link on the nerduppodcast.blogspot.com page, or you can go to cafepress.com/nerduppodcast.
Wait, aren't we going to have a booth at the NerdCon?
Yes, we are.
So can we like do a giveaway with one of our pieces of merch?
Maybe. If they mention they hear the podcast at the booth, maybe. Maybe.
So we'll keep it like under the table, and if you listen to the podcast and you say a keyword or something, it'll probably be up on the next podcast or something.
Yeah, on the next podcast we'll come up with something. So, yeah, you just have to keep listening up until then. Yeah, we'll make it a secret code. We'll figure it out. So keep listening to the podcast. You'll get a chance to win a free t-shirt or something. We'll figure out something. All right, let's see. Let's move on. Let's get on to the meat of this podcast. Let's talk about some movies and whatever else we come up with. First of all, we're going to talk about Big Hero 6. Big Hero 6, Disney movie based on Marvel comic book. Now, after I saw the movie, okay, I was familiar with Big Hero 6 from the Ends of the Earth run of the Spider-Man comic book whenever Doc Ock was trying to destroy the world.
Oh, yeah, they're part of Earth 616.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, and Spider-Man had to go to Tokyo, and he teamed up with Big Hero 6 to help him defeat some aspect of Doc Ock's plan to destroy the world. So that was where I first got introduced to him, and I'm like, these guys are cool. It's like a, I don't know, it's a very fun, like a manga. How do you pronounce that again?
I pronounce it manga, but I'm pretty sure the actual pronunciation is manga.
I'll go either way. It looked like a manga or manga comic thrown into a Marvel universe, and it was so cool. I mean, Gogo Tamago, Honey Lemon, Wasabi, No Ginger, Hero, and of course Baymax were all in this, and they helped Spider-Man. And it's like these characters are cool. They're funny, and it was just kind of a riot. But it's just in one issue, and then they moved on to the rest of the storyline.
Wait, so was Fredzilla not in it?
I think he was. I can't remember, though. It's been a long time. I gotta have to go back and read that. But after seeing the movie, I said, well, I gotta discover some of the other comics. So I got some of the older comics, and they did a thing with Sunfire, who's a Japanese superhero. They did a three-issue run of Sunfire back, I want to say it's like 2000, or no, it was 1998. Yeah, 1998. And then they did a couple other runs. They've had 2008, they did four issues. And then 2012, they did a new release. So they're I think after this movie, they're going to do some more comics. If they're smart, they will, because the movie was awesome. Now, Isaac and I saw it again at the Eagle Theater. We saw it in 3D because I was just curious to see. Now, a lot of times if I see a movie in 3D, if it's worth seeing in 3D, I'll let you know. If it's like Book of Life or Guardians of the Galaxy in 3D, were just completely different movies. The full 3D effect can change a movie. Now, regardless of what Tim Matson says, 3D is a waste of time. Well, sometimes it is, like Green Lantern. That was a horrible 3D movie. But this one, I will say that it was cool in 3D, right?
You can notice a lot more of the background stuff, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't necessarily add to the story. There were some moments that was like kind of cool, but through the whole movie, it's like, meh, I could take it or leave it. I could have seen it in 2D, but that one would be definitely a personal choice. It was worth seeing in 3D just to say that you did, and some of the scenes were, like you said, you could see more of the background, but I'd say overall the whole movie, maybe not, but the movie itself was great. The animation, how about that animation? There were some scenes in there, I don't know if you noticed this, Isaac, but there were some scenes at points that was like, this looked like real characters, like live action. There was a couple of the fight scenes that when they panned out, it looked like kind of a live action for a moment, and then it went back to the cartoony.
Well, they probably had like the people with the sensor orbs on their costume or whatever. And
I wonder.
That's probably how it worked out.
I wonder if they did. They might have. They could have done that. But it was like definitely fun. The story behind Big Hero 6 is that this kid, Hero, H-I-R-O, his brother goes to nerd school. It's like a university for nerds, and they're all smart. And this kid's like, what, 13 or 14 was he?
I think he was 13 or 14. Yeah. I can't quite remember.
Yeah, he developed robots, and he battled them in the street corners. And this is in San Francisco, by the way. You know, this is the future. And he battled these robots and kind of did it to gamble and make some money.
And it was illegal.
It was illegal, yes. And so his brother, you know, kept saying, you need to apply your brain to other things. You've got a huge brain on you. Use it. So eventually he said, well, develop something. They're getting ready to admit some more people into the university. If you can, you know, present something that they think is worthwhile, they'll accept you in the university. Well, he created these little nanobots, and they were so cool. They could do what he wore the headset, and they could do whatever you thought.
Kind of like Doc Ock's tentacle arms.
Yeah. And he controlled them and made, you could use them for construction, architecture, artwork. He used them to walk on and have them carry him around. And his presentation was well accepted. The guy that ran the university said, yes, I'll take you in. And then there's another guy who was a rich guy who seemed like the bad guy at first. No spoilers here. Anyway, he wanted to buy out. He said, hey, I want you to come work for me. You can make millions of dollars. And the other guy says, well, you can learn and better the world. So it's like one of those types of choices. Well, he chose the university. Next thing you know, the university blows up, and the professor that runs the university was yelling help, and Hero's brother ran in. Well, then there's an explosion, and his brother died. So there's the sad point. His brother, however, created a medical robot called Baymax. Baymax is there just to heal you, and Baymax is so cool.
He is, I don't know how to explain him. He's emotional. He can't, he's like Drax.
Yeah.
He doesn't get metaphors.
Yeah, he activates whenever he hears someone in pain, and then he can only deactivate when you're, satisfied with your procedures.
Well, you gotta tell him that. I think it's, are you satisfied with your needs, or something like that.
Yeah, and so if you answer yes, then he deflates and goes back into his box. Well, after Hero's brother's death, he forgot about Baymax, and Baymax was in a box in the room, apparently, his bedroom. And one day he fell over and he goes, ouch. And so, whoosh, here comes Baymax. So Baymax inflates and says, you are injured. And he helped him out. And basically, he had the mental injury from the sadness from his brother dying. And he needed friends. And so Baymax called all his friends. And next thing you know, they're finding out that the little nanobot, that he had one nanobot left. And that he had actually left in his backpack. And all of a sudden it came to life like it was wanting to go somewhere. So they traced it down, and someone was controlling all the other nanobots. They had reproduced the nanobots, and they had created an army of nanobots. And so then it looked like, oh my gosh, they've taken his idea, and they're going to take over the world. So it's up to Baymax. Well, actually it's up to Hero and Baymax. And they discover the rest of the nerds working there, they also have interesting powers, if you will.
Well, they have, like, what they're good at. So it's kind of like Batman and Iron Man. They don't have any real powers. It's just their technology.
Yeah, and they have good toys.
Yes.
Like Honey Lemon, she's got the Infinity Purse. Now, in the comic books, this is where, after I saw the movie, I had to go back and get these comics and just read them, and they're awesome. Honey Lemon, her purse is actually whatever she thinks of, she can pull out of that purse. Okay, if you need a tissue, she happens to have one. If you need a jet cycle, she happens to have one in her purse. So
it's pretty much a Pokemon backpack where you can keep your bicycle.
Yeah, exactly. And so anyway, in the movie, though, it was all these little balls, these pellets, if you will, that had different things. Like one of them could glue you to a floor. One of them could be a shield. You know, it's like whatever she wanted, she kind of programmed it in the purse and pulled out these balls. As he's just snickering right now, or wanting to snicker. But anyway, that was her power. So they stayed pretty close to the idea. Go-Go Tamago, she's really fast. Now, in the comics, she's a lot like Sonic the Hedgehog, in which she can roll real fast and turns herself into a sphere of energy that rolls around and beats up people. Well, in this one, she had created these electromagnetic wheels for bicycles, and so she has them attached to her, and she can go really fast on those. So,
like rollerblading.
Yeah, like rollerblading, but on all of her appendages, and she could also control the electromagnetic and use them as throwing discs and stuff. So,
like Captain America's shield.
Yeah. So they use some good ideas with this.
Wasabi.
Wasabi no Ginger. In this, he's just known as Wasabi, and what it is Fred. We'll get to Fred in a minute. He's the one in charge. He's not actually a member of the school, apparently.
Fred's the mascot.
Yeah, he's the mascot, and he just has a lot of money.
And he has sign twirling skills.
Yeah, that's right. And he uses those. You know, the guy standing on the corner is advertising, come here to buy the, Little Caesar pizza $5 deal. They're twirling the signs. That guy. You see him all over, in big cities especially. Anyway, that's his skill. He's in charge of nicknames. And so they're talking about the nicknames. Go-Go Tamago, Honey Lemon. And so they said, and wasabi. And he goes, I spilled wasabi on my shirt one time. One time. And so that's how he got his nickname, apparently. Now, in the book, in the comic, he's a sushi chef.
Oh.
And so he has the blades that cut the sushi, and that he's really good with the blades.
And in this, he's kind of a coward of everything.
Yeah, that was weird, I thought. But they give him those laser blades, then all of a sudden he's, you know.
If you're familiar with Mass Effect, it's basically the orange thing you have on your hand. Yeah. I don't know what it's called because I've never played Mass Effect, but still. Yeah.
So yeah, he has those, and that's his new power. So all of a sudden they've got a team, but they have to build up Baymax's shields and guards, and he have to do some reprogramming. So they put in a new chip that teaches him kung fu, and so Baymax becomes pretty much a fighting machine.
But you didn't tell them about Fred's origin story.
Let's get on to Fred. Fred was the fun. He was the comic relief. He kind of reminded me a lot of Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. His origin story, basically, it turns out he's rich.
Yeah.
And his father, well, let's just say, you know how all the Marvel movies have a Stan Lee cameo? This one does too. Now, I gotta straighten this out. Tim Matson hates Stan Lee cameos. He says they're showstoppers and they just ruin the film and everything else. Well, this time it's not. Now, it is, if you're just looking at first, again, we saw it in 3D so we could see the background a little bit better. And you see a picture of Fred and his father and his mother. And you see the picture, and it's an obvious picture of a cartoon of Stan Lee. But it doesn't. They don't take away, they don't say anything about it, they just move on, and it really does not stop the show. Spoilers, stick around for the post-credit scene.
That's not really spoilers, it's just kind of common sense for every Marvel movie, but since this is a Disney movie, you wouldn't expect it.
Yeah, Disney movie based on Marvel, so you go, oh, coy, we have to stick around. So you do, and Stan Lee actually makes an appearance at the post-credit scene, so it's not a showstopper. And they've got a lot to explain because they have an issue with wearing your underwear. And Stan Lee turns out to be, well, it's not Stan Lee, it's Fred's dad. And he goes by Fred, the name, and doesn't go by Stan Lee, of course. But they've got a lot to learn. So what they do is they give Fred wants the power of turning into a giant monster lizard. He wants that power. Now, in the comic book, he has that power because they developed a serum that would give him that power. I think Hero actually developed that serum, if I remember right. Sequel coming out, possibly, probably, hopefully, and that's where Fred's going to actually get his power. But in this time, they designed a suit of a giant lizard, so to speak. Wasn't kind of a weird-looking lizard, but he could breathe fire, and he could jump. They gave him power. So they all had powers. They battled the bad guy, and the bad guy, there's a twist in the movie, and it is definitely worth the time taken to go see this movie.
Well, I don't think Fred was the comic relief. I think everyone in the movie was the comic relief, basically. Because it was kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy. There was a lot of action, but it also balanced out with the humor in the movie, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Well, funny you bring up Guardians of the Galaxy. This movie, I was going into it saying, oh my gosh, I'm so anxious to see this because this is one of the lesser-known properties, just like Guardians of the Galaxy. And I think they're really going to do it well. And I think they did. However, it's not quite as big as Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy, just pure awesomeness, okay? That movie, you still got to go see that. Own it. It's going to be available on DVD, Blu-ray, sometime in December. But
buy it for Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. Buy it for me for Christmas. And go to Amazon.com and buy it, and you can support the podcast. But anyway, it's not quite that big, but it's almost, because it's so much fun.
And it is called Big Hero 6, I mean.
It is big. I think that they could really make a great franchise out of this if they continue to make movies out of it. Plus, animated, you know, they could always keep the same actors. The animated characters, anyway. But, yeah, it was a lot of fun. They created their own world. It was worth seeing. So what do you think?
10 out of 10. 5 stars.
All right, now, before we join Isaac again on video games, and we're going to talk about Baymax on video games, I need to talk about a couple more movies that I saw. One of them is another nerdy movie, Interstellar, the Matthew McConaughey, Michael Caine science fiction thriller.
He started driving space shuttles before he was paid to drive space shuttles.
Yes, Matthew McConaughey, he's a character, but he really pulls it off in this movie. However, I will say there's one thing I had an issue with in the movie. That was Matthew McConaughey talks, like he whispers a lot. And I really got annoyed with that a couple times. But it was all right. I mean, it was the movie itself, done by the same guy that did Inception. And this movie It's got a lot of time travel to it. Yes, it's surprising. You think it's just a space movie flying into outer space. No, there actually turns out to be black holes, wormholes, time travel. A lot of, you know, if you get close to a black hole, time travel, time passes at a different speed. For those that are closer to the black hole, it doesn't hardly move. For those further away, you know, there's a whole bunch of physics theory going on in this. And it was like, wow, a lot of thinking to do. And also, there were a lot of loud noises, loud music, loud noises, a lot of that, just like in Inception. And a lot of times it covered up the dialogue. But overall, at the time you get annoyed, you're like, what did he say? What was that? You know, or whatever. But overall, when you get to the end, you're like, wow, that's what that was. And it's one of those, just like Inception, not till you got to the very end did you really fully understand what was going on in the entire movie. So I'm going to go see Interstellar again, because it took me two times to see Inception before I could really fully comprehend everything, knowing the ending and then coming back. But I'm not going to spoil the ending. I will tell you there's time travel and a lot of, well, take the movie Contact, you know, with Jodie Foster, blend that in with Inception, and you kind of pretty much got, oh, throw in a little bit of 2001 Space Odyssey as well, and you kind of got the idea behind this movie. And it's pretty darn good. It's well worth seeing. It's 2 hours and 40 minutes. There are moments where, yes, it feels like it's 2 hours and 40 minutes. But when you get to the end, the payoff is worth it. When you get to the end of the movie, it all comes back and makes sense. And it's really cool as they create a halo type of a planet at the end of the movie. Spoiler. So it's really, because they showed the circular in the ground. The guy was looking up in the up above him, and there was a farm and fields. And you're like, hey, that's like Halo. So that's kind of cool. But it's like a tubular halo. But yeah, and the really cool part about it, before the movie, they had the Age of Ultron trailer.
There are no strings on me.
Now you got to do the real James Spader and kind of tilt your head when you do that. Because he does that on Blacklist all the time.
Well, they can't see me tilting my head, so it'd be pointless.
But yeah, that was worth seeing. I mean, it's been all over the internet. People have seen it. It accidentally leaked. And actually, it turned out it was an accidental leak. I was making jokes about how, accidental. I was making jokes about that, but it turns out they're suing Google because of the leak. They're trying to find who leaked it. So they're mad. And I was like, okay. Because they had to go back and re-release a different trailer on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because that's where they were going to premiere it. And so they released a new one for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They just added a couple things. Yeah, they were upset about it. So, but anyway, in the theater, though, it was phenomenal. I mean, you see it on your little screen, on your laptop, on your computer, maybe your phone or whatever device.
Maybe your TV if you have YouTube on it.
Yeah, still not the same as seeing on that huge screen. Ultron just rocks, and James Spader's voice in the full four-dimensional speaker system in the theater. Holy cow, it was worth it. So yeah, I can't wait for that movie to come out in May. That's going to be a big one. But I don't know if I would have seen Interstellar in the theater if it weren't for knowing that that's where the trailer for that came out. You know, that the trailer for that Age of Ultron was going to be released on Interstellar. And I was like, okay, I'll go see it. And I was glad because that movie was really good. Again, it's a thinking person's movie. Your thinking juices are going to be flowing. At the end of the movie, you're going to just be blown away. But at the same time, you're going to go, oh, awesome. Go see it, Interstellar. Now, another movie, saw just recently, as a matter of fact, St. Vincent, the Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy movie. What a very sweet movie that is. Bill Murray is just awesome. It's one of those that the family moves in, you know, mother's getting divorced. Bill Murray is an old crotchety man living next door, and he has to help take care of the kid, sort of. And, you've kind of seen the storyline before. But the way they do it, it's beautiful. It's really nice. There were several moments during the film where I swear that there were ninjas cutting onions somewhere around. It was just, that's the only thing I can explain. It was a really sweet movie. Bill Murray does you can't expect anything less from Bill Murray. He does a phenomenal job in this movie. He has a fun time doing it, too. You could tell. It's definitely a fun movie, and it's definitely melancholy. And it's like Melissa McCarthy, I saw her last movie, Tammy. And just hated that movie. I hated the movie. This one here, she did a lot better job. The way I saw the last one was that she was a comedian trying to do a serious role in Tammy. And I was like, I thought she failed. I liked her comedy. I didn't like her serious movie. Well, this movie, it's another. She did a serious role. There was no, well, there were funny moments throughout, but it was not like a comedian doing a movie. It was just the, you know, comedic relief. and she pulled it off, and it really worked well. And of course, I think mainly because she had Bill Murray to work off of, because I love Bill Murray. But yeah, he pulled the whole movie, just great. Be ready to cry, break out the tissues. You know, again, you can blame it on the ninjas cutting onions. That's what I did. But yeah, go see it. St. Vincent. All right, so now we're going to talk about some video games, and one of the, or actually a video game in particular, and that is the Disney Infinity game for, in our case, it's for the Wii U. We play it on the Wii U.
It's 2.0. Can't forget 2.0.
2.0. The last one was, what we can refer to as a 1.0. It had mainly Disney characters. I mean, they did have Lone Ranger and Tonto. They also had Jack Skellington. They had, Pirates of the Caribbean, Jack Sparrow. And, you know, several, actually, weren't there like three Johnny Depp characters? Tonto?
I only remember Tonto and Jack Sparrow.
I thought there was a third. But, yeah, either way, you could have Johnny Depp and teaming up with himself. So, but anyway, that was the 1.0, if you will. This time, 2.0, they made it better because now they've incorporated the Marvel Universe. Yeah, it is the cartoony, like, ultimate Marvel Universe. And, yeah, it is a lot more fun-based rather than superhero, like... Oh, what's that Marvel, the one we have, the X-Men, where it's they have the green goo? What is the name of that video game? We've got the video game for Xbox. Maybe it's Avengers, but they have this green stuff that turns them in. They can be bad versions of themselves. You can play it as both a bad version.
Oh, both Avengers and X-Men. It's Marvel characters. It's Rise of the Imperfects.
Rise of the Imperfects,
I don't think it's a green goo. I thought it was like a bot located in your neck. Like
they turn green whenever they...
Yeah, they turn like a darker version. They turn Tron colors, basically.
There you go, yeah. And so, yeah, it's not like that. That's a very dark video game based on the Marvel world. This one, it's, you know, all fun. And they got the toy box aspect. We're going to talk more detail about this. Actually, Isaac will. But you got missions you can go on. You actually go through and battle in the Guardians of the Galaxy. You can go battle the attacking...
The Ronin's
troops, and you can battle them. I want to call them Sardaukar from the Dune series because that's kind of what they reminded me of in this. But that's another story. Anyway, and you can also go in the Avengers version where you can...
Ice Giants, the Frost Giants.
There's all sorts of great missions you can go on. And they have the characters. Now, when you bought the kit, you got the starter kit, Isaac. You got Iron Man, Black Widow, and...
Thor.
Okay, and so that was the starter kit. And they were fun to play. Which one was your favorite out of the starter kit?
I don't know. It's either a tie between Thor or Iron Man because Black Widow's just Black Widow. She's not like a god or a giant weapon. She's just a Russian agent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, good point. And then later on you went and bought Venom. That was your next purchase, I believe.
But since we didn't have Spider-Man at the time, we could only use him in the toy box.
Yeah, so that was interesting. And we'll talk about the toy box here in a minute. I think that's kind of a fun feature of it. So then you bought Spider-Man and Nova together. And that brought in some more adventures. And then you bought Groot and Rocket.
Groot, then Rocket.
You bought them separately. Then you bought recently Baymax. Right before we went to go see the Big Hero 6 movie, you went and said, "I got to get Baymax. He's cool." And you bought the Baymax. Now, the Baymax is not Marvel figures. It's part of the Disney figures.
So it's only available in the toy box.
Yeah, so it's only, you can't take him out on the missions with the Avengers, which is kind of sad. But you're going to get Hero coming up sometime.
Yeah.
And that's going to be kind of fun. So you guys team those guys up. Anyway, and then you bought Star-Lord and Gamora.
Yeah.
And Drax.
Yeah, all three of those at the same time because I really wanted to play as Drax and I really wanted the Guardians of the Galaxy set.
Yeah. And so there we have it. That's your complete set so far.
Yep. I only have the Guardians completed. I don't have, like, the Spider-Man.
Or the Avengers.
Yeah.
So... you got to get Nick Fury. There's the Hulk.
Nick Fury isn't Avengers. He's Spider-Man.
Is he Spider-Man?
Yeah, because it's based on Ultimate Spider-Man.
That's right. So Nick Fury is part of the Spider-Man kit. But yeah, there's a whole bunch of really cool ones. And you know they're just going to keep coming out with more. Plus, you can buy these power discs in which you can ramp up. Like, you can team up with Winter Soldier, or you can team up with Yondu, who Yondu is actually going to be...
A playable character.
So yeah, so that'll be interesting to see how that works out. Or you can have the Infinity Gauntlet, which is a massive weapon.
I think Yondu's power disc, like, if you try to use it with Yondu, it'll probably say, this character can't use the power disc or something. Yeah. Because that's what happened when I tried using the symbiote Spider-Man with any other character.
Yeah, the power discs, you can use them with the characters, and there's also the mission discs and a whole bunch of, you can get Lola from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., you can get that car, all sorts of great, I mean, this thing has just got add-ons on add-ons on add-ons. It's like a downloadable content, but you can actually purchase what you want
from
the choices.
Yeah.
And so, great games, fun adventures. Isaac and I saved Nowhere, so we're in the Guardians of the Galaxy, we had fun playing that. Of course, he was doing most of the work. I was just sitting there trying to figure out how to use the controls. But it was easy for me to figure out after a while. And there's lots of puzzle-type missions, which were fun, especially when you team up with someone.
Even if you don't have, like, the game, you can still get the figures as, like, collectibles.
Oh, yeah.
Because they stand up on their own.
Yeah,
they're basically just a stand.
Yeah, they're like real little statuettes they're just cool artwork, and I think we need to put a display case up just with these in them, because this would be really nice display. Say, hey, look at those Marvel characters. Let's get to the fun part, the toy box. I don't know, I compared it to Minecraft in the aspect, but you got...
Because it's a sandbox.
But you can create your own world, your buildings. You can also put enemies in that sandbox, and you can battle them, and you can earn experience points and all the other good stuff. And you can, you know, build tree houses, you can build city buildings, you can build racetracks.
Due to the software limitations, it's not exactly infinite, but if there were no software limitations, it would be infinite, because you can build pretty much anything you imagine.
And the cool thing is, as you buy more sets, more pieces, you get more and more things to use. Like, we got the Guardians of the Galaxy, and now our world is themed with it looks like Nowhere, almost. With exception, there's a Disney treehouse.
Well, those
Cinderella's castle, which we decorated to look different, so it's not Cinderella's castle anymore.
Yeah, now it's got Hall of Heroes, Hall of Marvel Heroes, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and then the cool part is you can have the interior. You can have one building that you go inside and have separate rooms on, like we've created just for fun. I mean, again, this is just for fun, messing around. It's like if you don't want to button mash and try to defeat enemies, you can go in and just create. We created a Guardians of the Galaxy room in which we have all these, as you go through the phases, you unlock more and more items like rugs, couches, decorations. We got a Guardians of the Galaxy. It looks like the Milano, the ship, like the bay where they all hung around. And you've got a Captain America themed room. We got Spider-Man themed. It's just fun. And it's just a little, you know, mess with the creativity aspect of it. You know, you can go there and say, hey, I want to create this room. And you can also do the Disney rooms, Cinderella rooms.
I need to mention this and get this out of the way. The Guardians of the Galaxy set is not based on the movie. It is, however, based on the comic. It's got, you know...
Cosmo?
Well, I wasn't going to say Cosmo at first, but it also has comic book Drax, you know, with only the few tattoos, not his entire body. Yeah, Cosmo, the Russian space dog that is the leader. And, their base is Nowhere.
Yeah, and they're just like the comics. And so, yeah, it's really... Yeah, it blends both worlds. Those that saw the movie wanted to go see or wanted to read the comics. That you could do just the same here, because it's based on a lot of the comic aspect. Again, it is Disney-fied, so Groot looks a lot happier than he normally does.
Yeah, he doesn't have like the missing nose piece like a skeleton, but but he looks like the Vin Diesel Groot, just in a cartoon form.
Yeah, and it's really cool.
Well, I guess I can mention this since you didn't mention it. The characters have skill trees. Like, you can, as you level up, you get points to make their powers or get special abilities and whatnot, because... Say Iron Man, for example. At first, you just started off with a weak Iron Man. He could shoot a repulsor ray out of one hand. But now I've got it, so his special move, he, like, floats up into the air, and his shoulders, his upper half of his torso, and his arms, they all turn into, like, missile-firing things. Also now, he can shoot with both hands and charge up his repulsors.
So as you advance in the game, you get more experience points. You level up, and then you can buy more weapons or more moves.
You can think of it like Borderlands. I don't know, Eric might like this game.
I think a lot of people would support. One thing, we're talking, Tim Matson, we bought the Marvel Lego.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, Isaac and I are, like Tim Coker, Marvel Zombies. We love Marvel. And we bought the Marvel Lego thinking that's going to be a lot of fun. And it was. And Tim Matson agreed that Marvel Lego was just a pure fun game. That's what this is, too. Pure fun. You can do all sorts of fun things with it. It's infinite in some aspects. In fact, it's infinite because you can keep buying more heroes and unlocking more stuff. You know, it is limited on building your... Although, we have it built on to what we have as our town. What do you call it? Our exterior.
It's just the toy box is what it is.
And we haven't built on to make it bigger and bigger and bigger yet.
Well, we kind of have. I mean,
we did it a little bit. We ought to try and see how far we can go with that.
Well,
just miles.
In the interior, the house, there is a certain spot where I reach where it's like an invisible wall and you can't fit any more space into it. So it'll probably be something like that.
Probably, but we'll have fun trying to find that limit. It's just a lot of fun. Plus, you get to play with your favorite Marvel characters. They'll be releasing more as they go out. If they come out, I'm sure they got Yondu supposed to be coming out.
And they've got villains that are supposed to be coming out. Yeah. Ronin, Loki, and who's the one?
Green Goblin?
Green Goblin. Ultimate Green Goblin, not like the movie or the... Yeah, but maybe one of the power discs will be his other costume, his like normal.
Yeah, because that's another thing. The power discs that you can buy, you buy them separately. Some of them have alternate costumes, like Falcon is supposed to be released as a hero sometime soon. If he's out already, isn't he?
I don't think so. I haven't seen him in the Walmart yet.
Okay, well, if Falcon gets released, they've already got a alternate costume on the power disc ready for him.
Yeah, Captain America movie.
Yeah, the World War II Captain America. So they've got different costumes. It's just kind of a fun thing to do if you like those. If you like having fun on a video game. Because I've actually had fun with this. When Isaac first said it, I thought he was going to play it all the time and I was just going to watch and not have... Well, the thing is, I watched him play. I go, can you put me on there too? I want to play. We both started having fun. So it's definitely... I wish they had more than two characters you could put on. You get like a whole campaign. But of course, again, it divide the TV screen up.
Other than that, my only complaint is that it divides the TV screen up. You can't like have one person on the Wii U pad and one person on the TV like you could with Lego Marvel.
Because, that's the one thing. It gets annoying because I keep looking over at Isaac's... It splits the screen in half. I keep looking at his half and controlling my character, and I'm like, oh, wait, I'm on the left-hand side, or whatever the case is. I'm like, oh, man.
Nah, he's usually on the left-hand, because I give him the Wii U, because the controller, the nunchuck and, I guess Wiimote is what I call it. It's kind of weird to control, because it not only can you fly around, like, say you're Iron Man and you're going at your full speed, you can go up or down with the D-pad, or you can aim the Wiimote and aim it to wherever you want to go. But
I can't get the hang of that.
And sometimes that gets in the way of moving with the D-pad. Like, you'll go right because it's slightly facing the right on screen while you're pressing left on the D-pad.
Mm-hmm. I can't get the hang of those nunchucks in the Wiimote, but the... What do you call it? The handheld aspect of it?
Oh, I just call it the Wii pad, yeah.
That I can handle that. Wii pad sounds like something you'd put down for a dog. Yeah, I like it better. The controls are better. They're more like Xbox controls, really, but they're on a rectangular rather than a handheld thing. But yeah, I like it better. And so, yeah, I'm usually on the left-hand side of the screen. It'd be nice to be able to, if they had an extension where you could put, like, more characters on. But then again, it would divide the screen more times, and that would be really annoying. But, that's Disney Infinity for, you can get it for all gaming platforms. I believe it's for 3DS. I don't know what the 2.0 is yet, but definitely fun.
Get 2.0, don't get 1. Because, also, not only are the 1.0 characters, they're going out of stock. They're on clearance aisles now.
Yeah, they are.
But, also, the 1.0 characters work with 2.0 game, but not the other way around. Since the 2.0 characters are new, you can't use them with...
Right. You can't use them with the previous version. So, I think that's one of the nice things, though, with 2.0 is that they left that you could still use the 1.0. You know, a lot of gaming platforms, once they go to the next version, the previous, like Xbox One, can't use Xbox 360 games. Annoying. But this one, they can still use those characters. But it's just a lot of fun. And in the toy box, you can team up with, let's say, Iron Man and Donald Duck. How about that for a team up? And there are challenges, and you can there are battles you can do in the toy box and in the aspect. Anyway, but yeah, where else are you going to find, let's see, what's her name from Frozen and Baymax together? You don't want to get Frozen characters.
No. I hate Frozen.
But anyway, it's a fun game. Definitely worth playing.
There's also a few special characters that you can team up together, like Rocket can ride on Groot's shoulder.
Yeah.
And when we get Hero, he'll be able to ride on Baymax's back. And from the other picture, it looks like Stitch can ride on Aladdin's shoulder, but I'm not sure why it's Aladdin. I'm assuming it's probably going to be every character like that.
Well, I know there's a lot of other things. I mean, like in the game yesterday, we were trying to get to a certain level, and Isaac was playing as Drax, and I was playing as Star-Lord. And I just couldn't get to this point, and Isaac says, hold on. And he comes and picks me up, and he carries me over to that point. So I was like, oh yeah, that's easy. So you can also do that, and it makes it a little more fun. Or you get a flying character, can carry a non-flying character. So yeah, so to wrap things up, Disney Infinity video game, worth investing in. That would be a perfect family Christmas gift. Trust me, coming from us too, we both have fun with
it. And I usually hate DLC. Well, it's not DLC, it's, you know, buying the separate characters, yeah, but still.
It's like DLC, but it's you're actually making that choice. I don't know, it just seems like a better version of a DLC type.
Because you can also, it's not just in the video game, it's also in real life, you get the little statue.
Yeah, now also, let's wrap up, let's talk about the movies once again. Big Hero 6, big win for Marvel and Disney. Interstellar, very interesting movie. Be prepared to think, or be prepared to walk out of there going, what?
Use your brain cells.
Use your brain cells, you're going to need them. Store up, you know. And then St. Vincent, just one of those great feel-good movies of the year type thing. And, oh yeah, don't forget NerdCon coming up December 20th. You'll definitely want to be there for that. Check out the Nerd Day Crawford County Facebook page for more information on that. Buy stuff from Amazon, use our website.
Or buy our shirts.
Or buy our shirts. I think our shirts are the cool things. I've got them designed, got them up there for sale. I haven't bought any for ourselves yet.
Also, am I allowed to say don't be angry at us for the high prices?
Yeah.
Because
it's Cafe Press.
They're unusually high, but
they're worth it. They're worth it.
Yeah.
And we make maybe a dollar per item, maybe. On some of them it's like only 50 cents, but
if it was us, they'd be priced a lot lower.
Yes. Yes. But they're worth it. They're worth it, and you support the podcast. And where else are you going to get these things? Nowhere. That's where.
Why would they just fly into outer space to get them when they can just buy them off the internet?
I know, right?
Why would they buy them from nowhere?
I know, right?
Buy something from the collector while you're at it.
You'd need a Milano to get there. All right, that's enough of that foolish talk. Let's end this podcast. Once again, you can reach the folks here at Nerd Up Podcast. You can go at Nerd Up Podcast on Twitter. You can also reach me on Twitter, at Gil Wilson.
I don't remember what my Facebook name or Twitter name is, but I do have a Facebook page, Symbiotes.
Symbiotes on Facebook. Look it up.
It's not really about the Nerd Up Podcast. It's just symbiote things that I don't really handle. It's more or less my other admin that does all the stuff.
Yeah, you started it all out, and then that's leadership right there. You make everybody else do the work, have it fully interactive.
Well, I don't have time to do that crap. I monitor my own regular Facebook already.
So that's it. You can reach us many different ways. And don't forget nerduppodcast.blogspot.com. There's lots of things for you to do on that page. You need to check it out. All sorts of stuff. You can buy the merchandise. You can go to Amazon. You can link to us on iTunes. Share it. All that other fun stuff. I'm going to ask you to do this. If you're listening, you need to go to the iTunes page, whether in the iTunes store or on the iTunes online page. Rate this podcast. We need some ratings and reviews so that we can actually, you know, see what you guys think about us. I don't know unless you rate it or review it.
I also just remembered my Twitter. It's at PikachuLover88. My YouTube channel. Okay. Go to my YouTube channel. Watch my stuff. It sucks, but watch it.
So, and there's links to that on the Nerd Up Podcast page. So once again, that's the Nerd Up Podcast for this time around. I'm Gil T. Wilson.
I'm Isaac Wilson.
Stay nerdy. Nerd Up Podcast.
www.gilwilson.com. If you need quality voice work for your radio commercials, audio for TV commercials, or maybe just for that message on hold for your business, you need to check out
www.gilwilson.com.
GILWILSON.com. www.gilwilson.com. Check it out. It's quirky. It's fun. It's innovative.